Intelligent Medicine is brought to you in part by Fullscript, my exclusive online supplement dispensary. Fullscript is the most trusted source for professional-grade supplements. It's safe, secure, and with Fullscript's refill reminders, it's totally effortless to stay on track with your supplement protocols. Go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to create your Fullscript patient account today. And if you're a healthcare provider, sign up for a free Fullscript dispensary account at fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. It's the easiest way for you to prescribe the exact supplement protocols your patients need.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Layla Mutin. I'm your host. Here on Layla Weighs In, I am weighing in on this particular headline that I know Dr. Hoffman has talked about, he and I have talked about just recently on Q&A with Layla. It's high-fat diet may fuel spread of prostate cancer. So this is the headline. It's in the New York Times. It's come from Science Codex. Dietary fat, they claim, changes in fat metabolism may promote prostate cancer metastases. So basically, and the researcher here is Dr. Pier Paolo Pandolfi, MD, PhD, Director of the Cancer Center and Cancer Research Institute at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. Now, prostate tumors tend to be what scientists call indolent. They're slow-growing, self-contained, that many affected men die with prostate cancer, but not of it. This is true for many other cancers as well. That's a different topic. Anyway, for the percentage of men whose prostate tumors metastasize, the disease is invariably fatal. In a set of papers out in the journals Nature Genetics and Nature Communications, researchers at Cancer Center at Beth Israel shed new light on the genetic mechanisms that promote metastasis in the mouse model, and also implicated the typical Western high-fat diet as a key environmental factor driving metastasis. Quote, although it's widely postulated that a Western diet can promote prostate cancer progression, direct evidence supporting a strong association between dietary lipids and prostate cancer has been lacking, said first author Ming Chen, PhD, a research fellow in the laboratory of Pier Paolo Pandolfi. Epidemiological data links dietary fats and obesity to many types of cancer and rates of cancer deaths from metastatic cancers, including prostate cancer, are much higher in the United States than in nations where lower fat diets are more common. While prostate cancer affects about 10% of men in Asian nations, that rate climbs to about 40% when they emigrate to the U.S., mirroring the rates among the native-born U.S. population. That points to an environmental culprit that may work in concert with genetic factors to drive this aggressive, fatal disease. Quote, the progression of cancer to the metastatic stage represents a pivotal event that influences patient outcomes and the therapeutic options available to patients, says Dr. Pandolfi. Our data provide a strong genetic foundation for the mechanisms underlying metastatic progression, and we also demonstrated how environmental factors can boost these mechanisms to promote progression from primary to advanced metastatic cancer. The tumor suppressor gene PTEN is known to play a major role in prostate cancer. Its partial loss, remember this is a tumor suppressor gene, PTEN, its partial loss occurs in up to 70% of primary prostate tumors. Its complete loss is linked to metastatic prostate disease, but animal studies suggest the loss of PTEN alone is not enough to trigger progression. Pandolfi and his colleagues sought to identify an additional tumor-suppressing gene or pathway that may work in concert with PTEN to drive metastasis. Looking at recent genomic data, Pandolfi and colleagues noticed that another tumor suppressor gene called PML tended to be present in localized non-metastatic prostate tumors, but was absent in about a third of metastatic prostate tumors. Moreover, about 20% of metastatic prostate tumors lack both PML and PTEN, these tumor suppressor genes. When they compared the two types of tumor, the localized ones lacking only the PTEN gene versus the metastatic tumors lacking both genes, the researchers found that the metastatic tumors produced huge amounts of lipids or fats. In tumors that lacked both PTEN and PML tumor suppressor genes, the cell's fat production machinery was running amok. So they are equating, they're finding an association between the lack of the two tumor suppressor genes and fats and lipids, the fat production machinery running amok. It was as though we'd found the tumor's lipogenic or fat production switch, said Pandolfi. The implication is, if there's a switch, maybe there's a drug which we can block this switch, and maybe we can prevent metastasis or even cure metastatic prostate cancer, he added. Such a drug already exists, discovered in 2009. A molecule named, are you ready? Fatostatin. Yes, that's just what I said. Discovered in 2009, a molecule named fatostatin is currently being investigated for the treatment of obesity. Pandolfi and colleagues tested the molecule in lab mice. The obesity drug blocked the lipogenesis, the fat production, fantastically, and the tumors regressed and didn't metastasize. In addition to opening the door, now here's what's important with regards to diet here. In addition to opening the door to new treatment for metastatic prostate cancer, these findings also help solve a long-standing scientific puzzle. For years, researchers had difficulty modeling metastatic prostate cancer in mice, making it hard to study the disease in the lab. Some speculated that mice simply weren't a good model for this particular disease. But the lipid production finding raised a question in Pandolfi's mind. Quote, I asked, what do our mice eat? Pandolfi recalled. It turned out the mice ate a vegetable-based chow, essentially a low-fat vegan diet that bore little resemblance to that of the average American male. When Pandolfi and colleagues increased the levels of saturated fats, you know, the kind found in fast food cheeseburgers and fries in the animal's diet, the mice developed aggressive metastatic tumors. So the findings could result in more accurate and predictive mouse models for metastatic prostate cancer, which in turn could accelerate discovery of better therapies for the disease. Additionally, physicians could soon be able to screen their early-stage prostate cancer patients for those whose tumors lack both PTEN and PML tumor-suppressing genes, putting them at increased risk for progressing to metastatic disease. These patients may be helped by starving these tumors of fat either with the fat-blocking drug or through diet. The data are tremendously actionable, and they surely will convince you to change your lifestyle, Pandolfi said. So, just to summarize what the study details. So, about 10 mouse models were looked at, and some mice were fed a high 60% fat diet and others low, a 17% fat diet. And these are what they talk about in this particular article. You know, they ate basically a vegetable-based chow, which is vegan and all that. And we know the researchers observed two genes, PML, PTEN, and these are the genes that were missing, and these genes are normally known to protect us from cancer. When the mice had little or no of these or none of these tumor suppressor genes, prostate cancer cells spread and produced fat molecules. The prostate cancer cells themselves spread and produced fat molecules, meaning it didn't come from the saturated fat that the mice ate. The cells produced fat molecules. Remember, the fat we eat does not produce fat in our cells, and I'll get to that in a moment. When mice producing fats were given an obesity drug named fatostatin, the cancer regressed. This drug works by stopping the production of fat formation. The group of mice was then fed a high-fat diet that included fast food, cheeseburgers and fries. There's a lot more there than saturated fat, which I'm going to get to in a minute. So when they were fed this fast food, high-fat diet, compared to another group who ate a lower-fat diet, researchers noticed more tumor spread in the fat-eating mice. Now, when I look at cheeseburgers and fries, they're not just eating a cheeseburger. They're not just eating the beef. A fast food beef patty is going to be factory farm number one. Number two, the bun is included. The bun is full of all kinds of trans fat. So when they say saturated fat, they're not distinguishing between healthy saturated fats and unhealthy ones. Another thing, they had fries. These fries were deep fried, obviously, right? In some kind of either a trans fat or a vegetable-based oil. It could be a corn oil, it could be anything like that, safflower, sunflower. We do know that in cancer, a terrific backdrop or setting for cancer to begin and thrive is in the presence of a high level of omega-6 fatty acids and very low omega-3 anti-inflammatory fatty acids. These omega-6 fats found in the potatoes, in the frying oil of these French fries, in the bun of the meat, and in addition, it was a cheeseburger. We know that there is an association between casein, the protein found in all dairy, in all animals' milk, has been linked to the proliferation of prostate cancer. Why? Dairy causes production of IGF-1, insulin-like growth factor 1. Okay? And coming back to the saturated fats, when you look at the saturated fats in this fast food meal, you're not just getting saturated fat, you're getting all this vegetable-based, factory-made trans fat, you're also getting a whole lot of carbohydrates. The cheeseburger and the fries, a potent insulin stimulator. We know since the 1980s there is an intimate relationship between insulin and cancer. It is a primary inflammation maker. Is there a connection between dietary fats and the spread of prostate cancer? There is no conclusive association between eating fat, including saturated fat, and prostate cancer. The exceptions are what I just said, too much omega-6 fatty acids and trans fatty acids. This is the problem with this study, because what they found is when these mice were fed a Western diet that was high in carbs, vegetable fats, and trans fats, along with saturated fats, what they found was the mice were producing, their cancer cells were producing this additional fat. The fat production had run amok. When we eat good quality saturated fat from animal protein, from coconut oil, as well as other healthier fats, this is not occurring. Eating fat doesn't make fat in our body. Eating carbohydrates makes fat in the body. No distinction was made. They simply singled out in this cheeseburger and fries fast food meal, they singled out the saturated fats. Nobody paid attention to the distinction between the fats. Nobody paid attention to the amount of carbohydrates in these meals fed to mice. And unfortunately, at the end of the day, we still have to be very careful when we extrapolate findings from a mouse study, a rat study, a rodent study, and extrapolate that to humans. There is so much more going on there. So again, cancer research, unfortunately, has all zoomed in to looking at these genes. What really needs to happen is a zooming out and looking at cancer as a metabolic problem, a metabolic disease, not a genetic disease, because these genes have the ability to be turned on and off. These mice who didn't have these tumor suppressor genes were more likely to have the fat run amok as a result of this very high carbohydrate, high trans fat, really junky kind of diet. I would like to see what would happen in this group of mice if they were fed a high saturated fat, a high beef or pork or lard, without the inclusion of vegetable oil fats, of carbohydrates, and of the trans fats that these carbohydrates have been fried in, the potatoes I'm talking about. It would be nice to see a study done properly. Basically, they deduced, what do our mice eat? And then said, let's feed them this way and see what happens. Well, guess what? Mice also don't normally eat this way. Mice don't have the metabolism of human beings. This needs to be done in human beings. So again, this is flawed in so many different ways. It was not just about the saturated fat. It was the wrong types of fat that were fed these mice that would produce a cancer, that would promote a cancer. And what's ignored here? What about all those studies that show that high glycemic index diets, high carbohydrate diets, diets that provoke a high insulin response, foster prostate cancer via the overproduction of insulin? What about the toxins in these fast food meals? The hormones, the antibiotics, the pesticides, the herbicides, the Roundup that was used to desiccate and to harvest the wheat crop that was used to make these buns? What about the Roundup that was used to desiccate the GMO soy crop that is added as filler into the bun of that burger? What about the herbicides and pesticides there? What about the shortening in the trans fats? None of this was distinguished. They were simply told, high saturated fat, end of story, Western-based diet. Nobody looked at the other macronutrients, the protein content, but particularly the carbohydrate content, which is so much more problematic in cancer, and still to this day is not being given its due in prostate cancer, all right? So again, there is no conclusive association between eating fat, and especially saturated fat, and prostate cancer. There is reams of research, however, in insulin-like growth factor and the growth of cancer. So, also the addition of dairy with insulin-like growth factor in the growth of cancer as well. The standard American diet, also the high ratio of omega-6 pro-inflammatory fats to omega-3 anti-inflammatory fats. This may be the biggest problem and why the Western diet is such a promoter of cancer proliferation. So, does a high-fat diet fuel the spread of cancer, prostate cancer? I don't think so. This is me weighing in again, Layla Mutin, your host, here on Intelligent Medicine.
As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, professional grade, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I use FullScript as my online dispensary, so I can send you, my patients and listeners, the exact products you need straight to your door by speedy delivery. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The best part, FullScript sends out refill reminders when you're running low, so it's totally effortless to stay on track with your supplement protocols. Go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to create your FullScript account. Or ask your healthcare provider to sign you up for FullScript. If you are a healthcare provider, sign up for a free FullScript account at fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. FullScript is the most trusted source for professional-grade supplements. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and they offer world-class support. Get started at drhoffman.com and click on the store.
This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.